From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. London police say that a number of pedestrians were injured in a vehicle incident Saturday near the city's Natural History Museum. Police said a man has been detained in connection with that incident and that the cause was under investigation. He was detained after British media reported a car had veered onto the pavement outside the museum. Britain is on its second highest security alert level after five deadly attacks this year, three involving a vehicle. The U.S. National Hurricane Center says Tropical Storm Nate has strengthened into a hurricane and is moving toward the central Gulf of Mexico with maximum sustained winds of 130 kilometers an hour. John Bel Edwards is lieutenant governor of the U.S. state of Louisiana, which is being prepped to take the brunt of Nate.
We are monitoring this storm with H-hour being 2000 hours or 8 o'clock on Saturday evening, because that's when we need to be ready. Once it gets dark, things are much more difficult, and so we're asking people to make sure that they are fully ready and prepared where they want to be and in the proper posture by 8 o'clock on Saturday night.
President Donald Trump is expected to decertify the Iran nuclear agreement next week, but stopped short of completely scrapping the deal. The White House press secretary Sarah Huckabee Sanders explaining the president's decision-making process.
What I can tell you is the president isn't looking at one piece of this. He's looking at all of the bad behavior of Iran, not just the nuclear deal as bad behavior, but the ballistic missile testing, destabilizing of the region, number one state sponsor of terrorism, cyber attacks, illicit nuclear program.
The move would launch a 60-day period during in which Congress must decide whether to impose all of the economic sanctions.